Hey, how's everybody doing tonight? I know it's been oh man, that's a little different. I don't know why it's doing that. Been a little different tonight, a little late this evening, unfortunately. I apologize. We are here. We trying to catch up a little bit, just share a little bit of everything that that's going on around here. So give me one second here. Let's see. Got a little technical difficulty going on. All right, there we go. But, glad you guys could join us. And, tonight, just kind of want to catch up, chat with y'all a little bit. What'd y'all think of the intro, the new intro? Black Silhouette done hooked us up with that. Definitely are very appreciative of that and what he is doing there. So definitely very thankful for that. And so want to jump in tonight, and we've got the TV show coming up. Really excited about that. You know, it's the Thanksgiving holiday, so I'm not going to be on long, just going to be on for a few minutes between my work schedule and feeling under the weather and multiple appointments and this, that, and the other. Definitely have had a lot of stuff going on, but I appreciate, you know, all the love, all the prayers, people that have reached out, and it's definitely, definitely appreciated on several levels. So thank y'all very much for all of that. So again, I know it's been a long time. It's been a minute, since I've been on, and this is kind of an impromptu thing tonight. But I wanted to take the time and just kind of, you know, chat with y'all a little bit and see what we could do, and have a little conversation, talk a little bit. Thanksgiving's coming up. We've had a lot of things happen over the course of the last couple weeks, especially the shooting most recently, and definitely our thoughts and prayers go out. But even more so than that, we definitely need to get to a place where we can create a safe place for other people. Just because people don't agree with us, just because they don't live the same lifestyle we do, doesn't mean they're not entitled to the same types of freedoms, liberty, safety. Like, individuals should not have to worry about, their safety just because of their sexual orientation or because of their belief system or because of their political party, those types of things. So definitely, as far as a country's concerned, we got to get our head out of our fourth point of contact, to be perfectly honest. But definitely thoughts, prayers go out. But we definitely need to find a way to be more active, be more engaged, and make more of a difference. So it is more than just thoughts and prayers. So with that being said, it is Thanksgiving, right? Thanksgiving's right around the corner, Thursday, in just a couple days. And I'm not sure about everyone else, but I know I have several things to be thankful for. And, that being said, I hope that you do as well, large or small. But sometimes this world can make it difficult to be thankful. It can make it difficult to remain in such a manner, in such a facet, to where you're comfortable. To where you're, appreciative of the things that you have to do, or should be thankful for, or are they big, are they small, are they, all these types of things. And so with that being said, I want to share a little story with you, right? Because again, sometimes it's difficult to be thankful. Sometimes life can come at us sideways, whether it's our personal situations, whether it's our financial situations, whether it's situations at work, whether it's medical, family members, all different types of things can go into play. But with that, we have an opportunity to remain faithful, to still find those things to be thankful for, to still remain who we are, right? Not to change our character, not to change our thought process, because everything seems to be falling apart and everything looks like it's falling apart. And so with that being said, I want to take just a minute and tell you this little story, right? Now, there was a man, he noticed that there was a fire. And in this fire, he noticed that there was a snake. And so he reached in to save the snake from the fire, and the snake bit him. And of course, the man dropped the snake back into the fire. And here he is, he's got this snake bite on his hand, and there's the fire, and the snake's still in the fire. And the man gets a pole, a stick, you know, something, you know, and he pushes it in, and the snake wraps itself around it, and he pulls the snake out of the fire and sets the snake off to the side, you know, in a place of safety, right? He saves the snake from the fire. And somebody that saw it said something to the man. He's like, "Well, why did you do that? The snake just bit you." And the man replied something to the effect of, you know, he says, "Hey, you know, it's in the snake's nature to bite, right? That's how it responded. That's its protection. That's its safety. It's in its nature to bite. But I'm not going to allow the snake's nature to change my nature, which is to help." And so I think that there's an important lesson there. There's an important message there. And that is very simply that we have to be careful that we don't allow the things that are going on around us, that we don't allow things happening to us, that we don't allow our internal turmoil, that we don't allow you know, outward struggles, financial struggles, situations, like my, you know, family members going through different things, medical situations, things that look absolutely hopeless, right? Or how people treat us, how people respond to us. We have to be very careful not to allow that to change our character. I put a post up recently that, you know, I'm tired of the fake love, right? I had said something to that effect. I'm tired of the fake love or the fake support. You know, but we don't have to call it out all the time, right? We don't have to be like, "Oh, you're this, you're that, you're not doing this," or "My life is so terrible. This happened. They don't treat me right here. They don't do me right here. They don't," you know, all these different things. And if we're not careful, we will put ourselves in a situation where we begin to get bitter or we're overly negative and we begin to change our own character. We begin to change who we are because of the things that are happening around us, because of the things that are happening to family members, because of the things that are happening to us or how people are treating us. And, you know, with all of that being said, it's very easy to allow those things to change who we are. It's very easy for us to succumb to different things. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that people should be allowed to have free rein and free access to you. That's not what I'm saying at all, because that's not in any way, shape, or form the case. You do need to set healthy and positive boundaries. You do need to be able to you know, people don't need to have access. Not everybody needs to have access to you. And even those that have access to you don't need to have all the access to you. So, you know, that's not what I'm saying. Like, those things are definitely necessary and definitely should continue to take place in that manner, right? However, what I am saying is that you have to be very careful that you don't allow these different things, these different struggles, these different frustrations, these different things that are happening in the world that, you know, you may feel helpless or with, or how people are acting or responding to you. Like, it's very simple or very easy to be like, "Man, I'm showing all kinds of support. I'm doing all these things for these people, and I'm always there for them, and I'm always trying to help them," but it's not reciprocated. They don't ever return the favor. They're talking about me. They do this, they do that, all these different things, right? It's real easy to get caught up in all that and allow yourself to essentially lower your vibration, right? To lower yourself and stoop to a different level that's really not you. It's not what's inside you. It's not your character. It's not what you're known for. And so with that being said, I want to encourage you to be like the old man. Yeah, the snake bit him, right? You know what? The snake is the snake. It's going to be a snake. It's in its nature. But don't allow those things to change your nature. You know, if you're thankful by nature, be thankful. If you're helpful, be helpful. If you're positive, stay positive, because other people are going to catch on to that. It's going to spill over eventually. It's going to reach somebody else and mean something to somebody else. Even though, I'm dealing with some of the struggles that I'm dealing with from a medical perspective, I'm still thankful that I have an opportunity. I was having a conversation with somebody the other day that, if I wake up in the morning, I can deal with whatever comes my way. And why? Well, because, I believe in something more than myself. I believe that God watches over me. If he watches over the sparrow, surely he's going to take care of me. And so that's my thought process, my approach. And so I try not, and it's not easy sometimes. Some days it's easier than others, right? Not to allow those things to begin to change your character and change your responses to things. But if we can be like that old man and we can maintain that attitude of thanksgiving, we can maintain that positivity, we can maintain those things that, keep us pressing on and pushing forward, and we can acknowledge things and people and circumstances and situations for what they are, but I'll keep a boundary, keep a barrier to prevent it from changing who it is we are. Listen, if you ever seen the movie The Equalizer, there's a portion of the story where, he in the movie he's like, "Hey, the old man's got to be the old man, the fish has got to be the fish," right? We have to be who it is that we are, regardless of what it is that we face. And just like that old man, he said, "You know what? I'm not gonna let a negative nature affect my positive nature." So I want to encourage you going into Thanksgiving, find those things that you can be thankful for. Find those things that you have an opportunity to just acknowledge and appreciate, right? All too often, we take things and things become expectations. And oftentimes, when things become expectation, there's no longer an appreciation for it. So I want to encourage you to go ahead and really take a moment and try to really find those things to be that you're appreciative of, that you're thankful for. Remember those things. Be thankful for friends and family. Life is short, and oftentimes holding grudges and can be detrimental to us. So I want to encourage you to kind of step outside of that. If there's a possibility that you can step outside of it, step outside of it, and really allow yourself to maintain your nature. Don't allow those outside things, don't allow the snakes to change your thankfulness, to change your inward character. Allow yourself to overcome those things. And this Thanksgiving season, I pray that it's full of blessing for you. I know for some people they're going to be working, and those that are working, please, please, please treat them with love and respect. It's not difficult to be a decent human being. There's loved ones, people that have lost loved ones recently, and as well as years ago and some time ago, and it still affects them, and it's still difficult around the holidays. So keep that in mind as well. Take the opportunity to just show that level of thankfulness and appreciate the things that you do have this holiday season and for this Thanksgiving. And I pray that you're all safe, and that you enjoy yourselves. I hope that listen, the mac and cheese is more important than the turkey. So I hope your meal is on point and enjoyable. But I just wanted to hop on real quick tonight. Just wanted to share that with you. I'm very thankful for the things that, even recently I've overcome, and, want to maintain that heart of thankfulness, regardless of the snakes that are in the fire or the fire itself and the frustrations and the difficulty. So that's definitely a goal of mine and an aim of mine to do that. So I want to encourage you to stay positive, stay thankful, express that thankfulness this Thanksgiving. And those of you that are shopping on Black Friday, hey, good luck to you. Wish you all the best with that as well. But as you continue to go through the holiday weekend, thank you all very much. Really excited. Keep watch for the information on the upcoming TV show. Let us know what you thought about the new intro that's going to be for the TV show. Really appreciate Black Silhouette Music for putting that together. And the outro that's going to be on as well. Definitely let us know what y'all thought about that. But really, thank you guys so much. You're going to see more and more content coming up. It's going to be more consistent. It's just unfortunately been an issue with between work schedule, personal life, medical stuff that's kind of thrown everything out of whack. But again, really appreciate all the love, all the support. Please continue to like, share, invite people to like the page and follow the page. Definitely helps us. Keep an eye out for the TV show. Let us know what you think about the new intro and the outro. So really appreciate you guys. Thank you all very much. As always, I'll pray for you. You pray for me, and we'll catch you next time on Reflections.